Along with climate change, poor water quality is the greatest threat to the Great Barrier Reef. Both the federal and Queensland governments have committed to reducing chemical runoff and sediment under their 2050 reef plan. There's now hope that a market mechanism, similar to a carbon credit scheme, could play a role in reducing pollution of the World Heritage listed icon. Cathy Van Extel takes a look at a world-first reef credit scheme.
My name's James Dorr and I'm a fourth-generation cane farmer in the wet tropics region in Tully, and I'm also a chairman of the local cane growers organisation representing growers.
Jamie Dorr has become the first farmer to be rewarded by the market for his efforts in reducing the level of pollutants in wastewater leaving his North Queensland property. He's at the vanguard of a new certification scheme that works much like carbon offset mechanisms. It's focused specifically on reef water quality.
I first became involved with the reef credit scheme through a project that cane growers, our board, became involved in called the Wet Tropics Integrated Project. We worked on new cutting-edge technologies and innovative ideas to try and address the water quality issue in the Great Barrier Reef and sediment runoff. One of the initiatives was that was flagged and piloted was the Reef Credits initiative, and seed funding was put in from the Queensland Government and the Federal Government.
That was 5 years ago. Over that time, Jamie Dorr says many farmers in the wet tropics have taken big steps to tackle runoff and nutrient levels to meet the Federal and Queensland Government's 2050 Reef Quality Plan, which is part of the commitment to UNESCO.
Many growers have used that to adopt and invest in new systems, new farming systems, like control traffic, GPS, state-of-the-art placement of fertiliser and chemical, precision application of nutrients, chemicals. We've changed the mode and types of chemicals that we're using. We're using more knockdowns now instead of residual chemicals. I don't think that there's a tool in the toolbox that we haven't used. So as a sort of a guinea pig or a pilot in the reef credit scheme, along with my family, my brothers, and our agronomist, we really tried to fine-tune our nutrient management planning and just see if, you know, the cost-benefit was there. We're really excited about the co-investment aspect of this project because we feel that, you know, the 2050 targets are massive, and if everyone's really serious about meeting them, it's going to take billions of dollars in investment. The other issue is it's not just with the money. We really need some technological leaps, and that's why it's a good angle to have the corporates come in.
The first corporate in is HSBC Bank, which together with the Queensland Government has bought the first 3,000 reef credits under the scheme after an audit of Jamie Dorr's sugar farm.
Nitrogen is the cheapest component, for instance, of our farming system and nutrient management planning. So in order to strip back a nitrogen, we have to spend more money on soil health, on carbon in the soil. We have to fallow more, get control traffic in and stay off the zones that we're growing cane in. All of these things cost money, obviously, and nitrogen's really the cheapest answer, the quick fix, if you like. So this long-term capital investment, for us to take that leap and keep going with it, you really need that co-investment sort of strategy.
The Reef Credit Scheme is the first water quality market of its kind in the world.
In essence, the reef credits are about valuing, recognising and paying landholders for the cleaner water that flows from their property as a result of activities or changes in farming practices that they've undertaken. One reef credit equals one less kilogram of nitrogen flowing to the reef.
Carol Swetman is General Manager of Water with Green Collar, one of Australia's largest facilitators of carbon farming projects and one of the largest participants under the Emissions Reduction Fund.
So this is a voluntary scheme. It's administered by an independent organisation, and Green Collar as an organisation, our role in this is that we work directly with farmers to co-create projects that will have a positive environmental outcome in terms of reducing pollution. And as a result of that activities, their projects are measured, monitored and audited, and that is what determines the number of reef credits that are generated, and we work with the farmers to also find a buyer for those reef credits.
So how many reef credits are on the market at the moment?
Right at this very moment, a few thousand, but we've got tens of thousands in the wings, and we're certainly aiming for 6 million reef credits over the next 10 years.
Stretching 2,300 kilometres along the Queensland coast, there are at least 35 major rivers that discharge water into the Great Barrier Reef. The Reef Credit Scheme is open to farmers and graziers within that catchment. So far, around 70 farmers have expressed an interest. It's been welcomed by the Australian Marine Conservation Society. But reef campaigner David Casolino says it's still too early to judge what impact it will have, particularly with farmers who've been reluctant to modify their practices.
Look, hopefully the system, you know, improves everything so it's not as combative as it currently is. But, you know, we've seen money on the table for farmers that have taken up this challenge and reformed a lot of their practices. I've personally visited some farms where they're doing amazing work in regenerative agriculture and cleaning up waterways under the existing system where money was already available. And so hopefully the reef credit system adds that extra dimension for other farmers to get on board as well.
David Casolino says the most effective measure in place to tackle reef water quality issues is the tougher legislation brought in by the Palaszczuk government a year ago. Those laws are a contested issue in the current state election campaign.
The LNP voted against those laws when they were before Parliament, and now they say they want to re-legislate minimum standards, which is unclear, you know, if that will weaken laws. You know, the Katter Party have come out saying that if they were in any sort of minority government, they would use the reef regulations as a bargaining chip. So we're really concerned about the minor parties and what LNP may do to weaken these really crucial laws that will help to protect our reef.
It's estimated that the cost of addressing the Great Barrier Reef's water quality problems is $4 billion. It's early days for the reef credits market. Jamie Dore says the price point will be the critical test.
At what level of abatement and then what price point? And I suppose the carbon market went through that sort of toddler stage, if you like. So we don't know. I mean, the market mechanism is sort of meant to find, water is meant to find its own level. So if people in the world really want to make sure that we meet the 2050 targets, you know, then the investment will flow. And if the investment flows, like I said, it's not just about money. If we get these technological leaps, then farmers will adopt them. Simple as that.
Carol Swetman believes the voluntary nature of the market will attract farmers who've been reluctant to participate in government-funded reef water quality schemes. And she believes the scheme has the potential to be expanded to other water quality challenges in Australia.
We know that water quality issues are definitely across the country and across the globe. So having now put all the effort into setting up something like this, we're very much looking forward to how we take that model and expand it into other locations.
Carol Swetman from Green Collar, ending that report from Cathy Van Exstel.